This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. Like a Dolphin's Belly by Apple Juice. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is female-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester. Additional tags. Alternate universe. Always a different gender or sex. Always a girl, Sam. Kink discovery. Shaving. Pubic hair. Caretaking. Vaginal sex. Dean Winchester gives oral sex. Plot, what plot? Porn without plot. Early in canon. Summary. Dean wants to shave Sam's pussy, so she lets him. Notes. Many thanks to A Reluctant Dreamer for beta reading. Do you want to shave my pussy, Dean? Sam's been saving this question for a week, waiting for exactly the right moment to throw it at him. The moment she chooses is in a busy, sunlit diner outside of Cleveland, Ohio. Dean's just taken a big bite of scrambled eggs piled up on a piece of buttered toast, and the family in the booth right behind him is dealing with their toddler throwing a temper tantrum. Dean's eyes go wide, and he nearly chokes. She grins as he forces himself to concentrate on chewing and swallowing. He hunches down and leans in close to her. Sam, he says, somewhere between a splutter and a hiss. What is wrong with you? He's starting to turn crimson, his eyes darting around to make sure no one else heard her. His ears always turn the reddest, and she's itching to reach over and caress the shell of his ear, knows it would be warm to the touch. You, she thinks, her heart full. You're what's wrong with me. I just can't seem to get enough. She takes a bite of her omelet and chews it, enjoying watching him squirm. Finally, she swallows and says, You know I can see all the weird shit you look at on my computer, Dean. So? She raises her eyebrows, says in her normal speaking voice, Do you want to? Dean actually reaches across the table and puts a hand over her mouth. She grins, sticks her tongue out to lick it. He pulls it back and glares at her, affronted. I seriously can't take you anywhere. Yeah, she agrees, stretching out her legs under the table and bumping against his. That's why you gotta keep me entertained at home. It's not the first time she's discovered something weird Dean's into. It's not even the first time she's relished springing it on him in public. That was when she discovered his thing with panties. Good times, she thinks fondly. Dean is just so. He's a little prudish, is what he is. At least around Sam, he is. He always talks a big game around other girls, but with Sam, he can be so tender she wants to scream. If she left it up to Dean, they would never move beyond kissing. He'd be content to lie in bed, kissing her lips raw, while his dick lay hard and leaking in his pants. He'd never have another orgasm again. But Sam's always liked weird shit. And maybe the weirdest thing she likes is Dean. It's only morning, and as much as Sam would like to get Dean back to the motel right this second, they still have a lot of research to do for their case. So they split up. Dean goes out to talk to some eyewitnesses who may or may not have seen a ghost, and Sam takes to the library to look at microfiche, standard fare. When they reconvene later for a meal that's not quite dinner, not quite lunch, Dean keeps eyeing her, guarded and wary, just waiting for her to bring up the pussy-shaving thing again so he can leap into action. But she behaves herself, eats her dinner and keeps it polite, wipes her mouth with her napkin and folds it neatly on the table. She pushes him down onto the bed the second they get back to the motel, climbs on top of him and straddles his hips. "So," she says, drawing out the word, and Dean groans and blushes again, covering his face with the crook of his elbow. "You want to do it right now, Dean?" She grinds her pelvis down against him, loves the way it makes him whimper. "Or did you want to watch me do it to myself?" Dean takes his arm away, and he's so red again. He's breathing shallowly, and his eyes are closed when he says, quietly, "No, I want to do it. Wanna take care of you. Wanna." She presses her front up against him, kisses his neck, and whispers, "Wanna what, Dean?"
"Wanna see you. With nothing else. Just you."
He still has his eyes shut, and she laughs and kisses him on the cheek, then the mouth. "You don't like my big old bush anymore?" she says, tone teasing. She bites his lower lip, gives it a little tug. Sam was never much for shaving. She remembers the first time she ever experimented with it. It had never even occurred to her that shaving her pubes was something she should be doing or something she might be judged for. But she'd overheard other girls talking about a pool party they'd been to, how Melody Huffman's enormous bush was poking out of her bathing suit bottom and it was absolutely the grossest thing ever. Oh my God, can you believe it? Sam hadn't really understood what the big deal was. But she asked Dean about it, who had squirmed and stuttered out something about how everybody has their own preferences. And yeah, sometimes it was good to clean things up a little. "Do you do it?" she'd asked, suddenly insanely curious. "Did boys do that?" She couldn't help but stare at Dean's crotch, mouth agape. Then, a truly horrifying thought. "Did Dad?" Dean acted like she kicked him in the nads.
"How?"
A high-pitched grunt. He gritted his teeth and snarled out,
It's none of your business, Sammy,"
before leaving the room and refusing to discuss it any further. He'd still let Sam borrow his electric razor to give herself a trim, though. She assessed her shorter pubes in the bathroom mirror and didn't think it made much difference. She already knew she hated the prickly feeling of her hair regrowing on her legs and could only imagine it would be worse if she did that to her vagina. Dean would never let her live it down if he caught her scratching. Now, as an adult, Sam's gotten in the habit of never shaving anything. It's not worth the effort. She was in good company at Stanford, hanging out with a bunch of feminists and hairy radicals who fought the power one pube at a time. Jess never shaved either and never requested that Sam do it. For Sam's part, she'd like the fact that Jess's pubic hair often held onto her scent, making her extra musky and delicious whenever Sam went down on her. But now, if Dean's got a thing about it, well, Sam's going to let him play with it. If he wants to see her smooth and bare, she can put up with a little itchiness. Dean finally opens his eyes and meets hers.
"It's not that,"
Dean says, and God, of course this is what gets him talking. Hint that Sam might think something's wrong with her, even if it's just a dumb line about her bush. And Big Brother Dean's back in action.
"Your bush."
He nearly whispers the word, the idiot.
"It's fine, Sammy. I like it just fine."
"But you still want to see me without it," she says, rubbing against him in earnest now. He pushes back against her, and she loves the feel of him hard in his jeans.
Yeah.
He mutters against her lips. They kiss for a while, just enjoying the sensations of rutting against each other. They don't end up doing anything about the shaving thing that night, suddenly too interested in getting each other off in other ways. But the next night, Sam gets back to the motel room first and gets everything ready for her brother's little treat. She doesn't know yet exactly what Dean wants from this,
wonders if she should give herself a preliminary trim so Dean can focus on just getting her bare with a safety razor. But she decides to leave everything the way it is. Let Dean figure it out when he gets back. Sam waits naked on the bed, reading a book to pass the time. She's readied everything she thought they might need. Dean's electric razor fitted with an appropriate guard, a couple bowls of water and clean hand towels, Dean's half-empty can of shaving foam and a safety razor. She'd had to check to make sure that it wasn't rusty and change the cartridge. He so rarely ever uses it. Everything is worth it for the look on Dean's face when he opens the door and sees her laying there, naked. She drops her book and spreads her legs, grinning like the cat that got the cream. Dean lets out the funniest yelp she's ever heard in her life and slams the motel door shut. "Sammy," he shouts, bug-eyed and startled, pulling the bolt closed behind him. "What if, what are you?" His expression keeps flickering from a glare to this hilarious little half-leer he won't fully give himself over to. "I'm waiting for you, Dean," she says and bends her legs up. She pats the bed. "Come join me." Dean obeys and does, drawn into her orbit like always. He presses her knees down to the mattress, stares at her hairy cunt just sitting there waiting for him, and licks his lips. "You sure about this, Sammy?" he says, still staring. "No, Dean," Sam says, bringing over a foot and kicking him. "I got all this shit ready because I absolutely, positively do not want you to shave my pubes." Dean grins, smacks her on the thigh, and starts to get comfortable. He shucks out of his boots, throws his jacket and flannel onto the floor. Sam loves it when he's just down to his t-shirt, and he knows that. She told him once that she loved his vulnerable shoulders, and the incredulous look he'd given her was one of her fondest memories of him.
"I do not have vulnerable shoulders, Sam,"
he had huffed, equal parts baffled and indignant. She supposed that was true in an objective sense. Her brother is not a small man, but she loves them nonetheless. Dean settles himself between her legs, just looking and rubbing his hand along her inner thighs for a few moments. He bends his head forward and starts to lick her cunt with infuriatingly tiny little laps. Sam moans a little at the familiar, ticklish sensation of it. She briefly surges up, squeezes her thighs against his head before relaxing onto the bed again. "You gonna get me all wet before you shave me? Is that it?" she asks. Dean pulls away, flushed and pleased.
"Nah," he says, and gives her a wink. "Just want a little taste."
Sam laughs and settles back, raises an eyebrow and gestures at herself, telegraphing, "Let's get this show on the road." Dean assesses the tools she's laid out and picks up the electric razor. He clicks it on and then focuses back on her pussy. He starts at the bottom, which kind of surprises Sam, but she doesn't really know why. He starts buzzing up one lip with gentle little tugs, then moves to the other, his fingers spreading and pulling where they need to for traction. She's already starting to feel more naked as he does it, more exposed around her opening than she's used to. Sam wonders what Dean enjoys about this. It doesn't feel all that sexual to her, not yet anyway. He keeps going, removing the hair on her mound in bigger movements, pressing a little harder because it's a less delicate area. It doesn't take long for him to finish up. Or at least, he's brushing away loose pubes off her and off the bed and eyeing her cunt speculatively again. She thinks, briefly, how gross it is that a lot of her pubic hair is going to end up mashed into the motel carpet. "Ready to get me all bare for you, Dean?" Sam asks, teasing. "Gonna get me all smooth?"
"Yeah,"
he says, and he is biting his lip now. God, she loves when he does that, especially when he's looking at her. He squirts some shaving cream into one hand, starts slowly spreading it on her pussy with his fingers. It's cooler than she expected, and she gasps a little. Dean's so reverent about this, smoothing it carefully around her. And this Sam kind of likes. It's more intimate to her now, sexy. Smells like Dean on the rare occasions he shaves his face clean.
He starts near her asshole again, taking his time. Sam lies back, mapping the water stains in the motel ceiling. She idly starts to tease her nipples, squeezing and releasing, as she feels the gentle scrape of the safety razor on her cunt. Dean's methodical, stopping frequently to rinse the razor in water, to reapply shaving cream. It hadn't even occurred to Sam until now that Dean might cut her accidentally, might hurt her while doing this. He hasn't, and she doesn't think he will. She trusts him completely.
"He's still okay, Sammy?"
Dean asks, and she nods. He keeps working for several more minutes. As she plays with her nipples, she wonders if he even notices her starting to get wet. He hasn't touched her clit yet. Whatever this is doing for Dean, it's not quite about that yet. But she's enjoying the sensation of him touching her anyway. She's enjoying the fact that he's paying such close attention to her cunt. Finally, Dean sets the razor down and starts wiping her clean with a wet washcloth. The water drips down her cunt and sends a delicious shiver through her. She groans a little when the washcloth rubs against her clit, but Dean doesn't focus on it. Dips the washcloth in water again, wrings it out, wipes over her pussy again. Rinse and repeat. The water feels cool, makes her skin prickle with goosebumps, her nipples peak. He gently pats her dry, then stops, just staring. "You done?" she asks, propping herself up to look.
"God, Sammy."
Dean breathes her name, eyes locked on her bare pussy.
"You have no fucking idea what you do to me."
Sam reaches down, runs her fingers over her naked mound, and says, "I have some idea." She keeps exploring, feeling the smoothness of her outer lips. Dean grabs her hand, stops her.
"Don't,"
he says, and Sam can see him pressing his other hand hard against his crotch. She grins. "Then get down there and have another taste already." Dean moans, sounding wrecked, and dives right in, would probably swallow her cunt whole if he could. He spreads her open, licks as deep inside her as he can get, draws his tongue up and over her clit, then presses a chaste kiss to her newly silky mound. It kind of makes her want to smack him. "Get to it already," she thinks, but then he does. He starts to lick her clit in hard, fast swipes, exactly the way she likes. He's got one hand right above his mouth, fingers just pulling up around at her clitoral hood to expose more of her clit to his tongue. He moves his other hand below, presses two fingers into her cunt and crooks them, drawing them in and out in just the right way that works for her. She grunts and clenches tight, up, 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 forces herself to keep clenching her cunt as tight as she can, can't let go, focuses on Dean's tongue, his fingers. If she lets go, it'll slip right by her. Keep focused, keep clenching, keep tight, keep going. Up, up. Sam shouts at her orgasm, suddenly out of breath the way she always is when it hits her. It curls around her whole body, shuddering from her head to her toes. The waves slow as Dean keeps licking, sucking, and Sam tries to catch her breath, trembling against his mouth. When she's had her fill, she reaches down and rubs her hand over the back of Dean's neck. "Okay, enough," she says, and he draws away, mouth coated with her wetness. She pulls him up against her, kisses him fiercely, licking her own taste from his mouth. "Get naked, now," she says, and Dean does, pulling off the rest of his clothes. She manhandles him back on the bed, climbs atop him. "Gonna ride you, Dean," she says, panting, rubbing her wet pussy against his cock. With her hair gone, everything feels somehow more saturated, more sensitive, Dean's cock sliding tantalizingly against her.
"Sammy,"
Dean says, eyes clenched shut tight. His freckles stand out so much when he's like this. She kisses his neck, savoring the vibrations of his moans under her lips.
"Gotta get a—"
She knows he means a condom. Dean always wants to wear a condom. He's so damn squirrely about this, even though Sam's on the pill. Sometimes she goes along with it for easier cleanup. Sometimes, like now, she wants to feel her brother's cum dripping inside her.
No, she says, and reaches for his cock. She guides it inside, notices how different it feels as it slips in her bare cunt, and feels uniquely exposed without the cover of her pubic hair. Dean's hands rocket up and grab her hips, holding tight enough to bruise. He's got his eyes open now, locked intently at where they're joined together.
You like that, Dean? Sam asks as she begins rocking up and down, letting Dean's cock move out just the smallest bit before she takes it all in again. She loves how full it makes her feel, the stretch sending sparks of pleasure through her.
You like seeing your dick in my cunt, huh? You like seeing how wet you made me? How easily you slide right in?
She leans back, giving him a show. She keeps rocking, moving, Dean silent underneath her, still watching. He's always pretty quiet when they fuck. Can't shut him up sometimes during the day and then get him like this, get his dick inside her, and he barely seems to remember to breathe.
She bends down and kisses him, so irrationally fond, still moving up and down. Sweat is soaking her forehead and the hair at the back of her neck, pooling around her cunt and thighs where Dean's body is touching hers. It feels so good to have this, to be with Dean.
Sam folds herself down, angles herself just so against Dean's body, her tits moving against his chest, just enough for her nipples to drag. She brings one of Dean's hands up to rub at her clit, grinds and clenches again until she finds another orgasm. The second one always comes easier, pants as she wrings it out against Dean's body. She leans back up and keeps moving through it, keeps grinding up and down on her brother's cock. It finally sends Dean over the edge too, and he gasps out and shoots his load up into her cunt.
Sammy, Sammy, Sammy,
he says over and over again, out of breath. Sounds like he can't get enough.
Good boy.
She whispers against his neck, licking up his sweat. He groans underneath her and she kisses him again. They kiss for a while then, mostly because she knows how much he likes it. She noses against the stubble of his cheeks, loving the sweet look of him, of his face all flushed and sweaty and satisfied. Loves knowing she made him feel this way. Finally, she pulls away, reaches between her legs and slips off Dean's cock. The sound it makes and the wet, empty feeling is kind of gross and kind of hot, like always. She tucks herself up against her brother, runs her fingers down his chest and into his pubes. Not with intent, just a lazy scritching. Just touching to touch him, because she wants to, and she can. His breathing is evening out, his eyes closed.
Don't fall asleep yet, she says, and pinches his nipple. I still want you to lick up all that cum you left in my pussy.
Fuck, Sammy,
Dean says. He turns and presses his face against her chest, resting his head between her breasts, his warm breath puffing out against her nipple.
You know you can ask me to do stuff you like, Dean,
Sam says. She traces a finger over the side of his face, circles it around his ear.
Not just wait until I find out from your browser history.
I know,
Dean says. Sam snorts.
Sure,
she says. Sometimes she can't believe she's in love with this idiot. Her stupid, weird, impossibly beautiful brother.
Whatever you say, Dean.